Hello, this is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online, bringing you the biggest Ivy League news today in advance of perhaps bigger news when the Tiger women launch their NCAA tournament campaign at 5:30 p.m. against West Virginia. This morning's news centers on Cornell head coach Brian Earle. Coach Earle has resigned to take the reins at William & Mary. He is leaving just after his final appearance for Cornell, which was a nail-biting loss at Ohio State in the NIT. Earle's Big Red won 22 games this year, second most in school history. He resurrected the moribund Big Red program when he arrived seven seasons ago. While his overall record was 96-103 in the last 3 years, he won 54 games while losing just 30. His Big Red made four Ivy League tournament appearances in seven seasons. In the last 3 years, he was 31-5 at home, and he won 15 non-conference games at home without a loss. Earle coached an up-tempo style, one of the fastest paces in the nation. He didn't make substitutions. He made line changes. He had a deep roster, recruited it to be deep. He wanted a lot of interchangeable parts, and he got them. Personally, it's a sad day for me. I've known Brian Earle since he was a player at Princeton, and he was, as you all will recall, a great one. He was a stellar performer and contributor on some of the best Princeton teams in history and was a former Ivy League Player of the Year. His coaching career has always been in the Ivy League, first as an assistant and associate head coach at Princeton under Sidney Johnson and Mitch Henderson. Both of those players, incidentally, were teammates of Brian's when he was a Tiger star. He moved on to Cornell seven seasons ago and represented the league with a great deal of class and intelligence. Brian Earle will be a success wherever he goes, and all of us at Ivy Hoops Online wish him and his wonderful family the very best. Thanks for listening. This is George Clark.